World with Don Gardner.
Good morning from ABC News, New York. The foreign minister of the Soviet Union, Andrei Gromyko, says today that the matter of the three American flyers shot down over East Germany last week is mainly a matter for the East Germans. Gromyko made the statement in Stockholm, Sweden this morning. It's the first time the Russians have said this. Now, by phone this morning, we asked ABC's Ben Lacey in Berlin what this means, and Lacey said it could mean that the Russians have now decided to use the case of the three U.S. flyers to force the United States to deal with East Germany. Lacey says there may be a show trial, the East Germans putting the U.S. flyers on trial as spies. Only yesterday, Secretary of State Dean Rusk had asked the Soviets to keep this from becoming a major Cold War incident. Meanwhile, Lacey reports from Berlin that a U.S. Air Force doctor has made another trip into East Germany to visit the flyer who was injured in last week's incident. And on the other side of the world, another air incident, ABC's Gail McCarty reports from Saigon that a Cambodian fighter has shot down a Vietnamese spotter plane. The American pilot was injured as Vietnamese observer killed. McCarty says the incident could worsen U.S.-Cambodian relations. Cambodia says the plane was over Cambodian territory. More news in just a moment.
For an easier, closer shave, get new Menin Soft Stroke. It's the heavy-duty aerosol shave cream that softens your beard almost like a hot, steaming towel. You hardly feel the razor. That's Menin Soft Stroke. Refreshing regular or menthol iced. And listen, new Menin push-button deodorant was tested against the other leading aerosol deodorant by the toughest judges in the world. Men like you. These tests prove new Menin push-button deodorant protects you better.
Last night, President Johnson may have struck the keynote of the Democratic Party in the 64 election. From FDR's New Deal to President Truman's Fair Deal, President Johnson has set his goal as a better deal for the American people. ABC microphones on hand at a Democratic fundraising dinner in Washington last night as President Johnson included in that better deal the newly passed tax cut bill.
That bill puts an additional $25 million a day in the hands of the American taxpayer. It will create new jobs and new incomes and new payroll. And I tell you tonight that the American economy is stronger than it has been at any time in your lifetime.
But apparently the magic of President Johnson's better deal does not rub off on Republican presidential aspirant Senator Barry Goldwater. Last night in Los Angeles, ABC microphones were there as Senator Goldwater launched a blistering attack on the Johnson administration and against the president himself and President Johnson's position in the Bobby Baker case.
Now, who does the president think he is? Who is he to tell the American people that they should see no evil, hear no evil, and speak of no evil when the shadow of that evil falls on the White House itself?
And Senator Goldwater said he had conferred earlier with former President Eisenhower at Palm Desert, but Senator Goldwater said they did not discuss his candidacy. ABC's Al Mann reports from San Francisco that Pierre Salinger has arrived in San Fran. Salinger announced his resignation as White House News Secretary last night. Salinger expected to announce today he's a candidate for the Democratic Senate nomination in California. From Nicosia, ABC's Bruce Morton reports Cyprus is quiet so far today. Greek Cypriot forces have pulled back from their positions near the town of Gaziveran, where six died in yesterday's fighting. And spring comes shortly, but at least three winter-type storms are lashing various parts of the United States. Now, a message from our sponsor.
May I have one of your Winstons?
Of course. Be my guest.
I think I'll change to a Winston.
You just changed to the best. So if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Join the swing to Winston. Only Winston has both a modern filter and exclusive filter blend up front. Two good reasons why Winston is America's largest selling filter cigarette by far.
So if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston. This is news around the world.
This is Bob Hart in Detroit. The morning report from WXYZ Radio News continues. While the United Auto Workers Union National Convention enters its beginning phases in Atlantic City, New Jersey today, the Michigan delegation headed by Secretary Treasurer Emil Macy meets in a strategy session to lay out plans for a drive to stymie planning amendments in the Michigan legislature to the workmen's and unemployment compensation laws. Macy is charged that Republican-sponsored amendments to the present compensation laws are false and misleading and would serve only to work a hardship on the working people of Michigan. Macy charges that the governor is now trying to disassociate himself from the legislation because of what he calls its crippling potential. Demands by the Detroit Federation of Teachers for a representation election among the city's public school teachers are up for discussion today as union representatives face the Detroit School Board across the bargaining table. Today's meeting comes in the wake of a ruling from Attorney General Frank Kelly, which indicated that the board does have authority at its own discretion to recognize a single collective bargaining agent. This a primary goal of the DFT. Kelly's two-part ruling also included an opinion on whether teachers may or may not strike.
School teachers or public employees are within the meaning of the statutes regulating public employees in Michigan, and therefore they do not have the right to strike. If they strike, they suffer the loss of employment, pension, and retirement rights, as well as the loss of their employment.
Kelly's ruling in this area brought immediate comment from Mary Ellen Reardon, president of the DFT, O2 WXYZ News.
We have never claimed that teachers were not covered by the provisions of the Hutchinson Act. We have said that the law is unjust in setting up anti-strike provisions with no other recourse permitted. This now seems cleared up since the board clearly can negotiate with a majority organization.
Mary Ellen Reardon, DFT president. Work stoppages by pressmen's and paper handlers locals delayed early editions of this morning's Detroit Free Press, just as some of yesterday's Detroit News editions had been hampered by the same locals. Local contracts with both papers have expired, and the locals are demanding separate contracts with each paper. Reportedly, the Detroit Newspaper Publishers Association, which represents both News and Free Press in contract talks, has offered to negotiate a new joint contract with both unions. Michigan is one step closer to having a minimum wage law. The administration-backed graduated bill, which would hike the bottom wage to $1.75 by 1967, passed the House yesterday on a 91-13 vote and now goes to the Senate, where a similar bill was passed last year. Romney and the halfway houses. That story coming up after this from Chevrolet.
What about Chevy 2? Is it the one among Chevrolet's five entirely different kinds of cars that you'd choose? There are lots of reasons so many people buy Chevy 2. Probably the most important is that it's gained a reputation for dependability and durability that few cars can equal. That's because Chevy 2 is built with a rugged Fisher body and many other quality features you expect from a car made by Chevrolet. Another reason for Chevy 2's popularity is that it's an extremely sensible sort of car. It has a shorter wheelbase to increase its handling ease, yet inside, it's family-sized. There's a wide selection of Chevy 2s. You have a choice of sedans, station wagons, and two coupes, the Nova Sport Coupe and the Nova Super Sport Coupe. Whichever Chevy 2 you select, you'll have a great highway performer. Why don't you visit your Chevrolet dealer soon and see?
Governor George Romney has now set May 1st as the target date for completion of three proposed halfway houses to deal with the juvenile delinquency problem and has suggested that such facilities be set up in six cities altogether. Four halfway houses would be established in Wayne County alone. Governor Romney and Lieutenant Governor Lisinski have again locked horns in an all-out battle over Romney's proposal to strengthen the chemical test law for suspected drunk drivers. Lisinski's latest blast charges that the so-called implied consent legislation, which would make all who drive subject to such tests, is an attack on the institution of freedom and guarantees of liberty, a denial of due process of law. In response, Governor Romney.
I cannot understand the position of a public official who one week is ordering state police to keep surveillance on, keep a check on taverns, and then 2 weeks later is using every facility he can to defeat an adequate program of testing whether or not people have violated the basic right to use our highway.
Governor George Romney. The weather for Metropolitan Detroit, snow this afternoon mixed with rain and a high of 38. Chance of 2 or 3 inches of snow tonight with flurries tomorrow, low tonight 28. Right now the winds are from the east at 13 miles per hour. The temperature is 29 degrees. Chevrolet and Chevrolet dealers everywhere now offer five great highway performers of 1964. And that's the Morning Report to this moment. The Morning Report continues at 8:55.